ගරු අරුණ් හේමචන්ද්‍ර නියෝජ්‍ය ඇමතිතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 13ක් කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
Honorable presiding member, we meet today to consider the extension of the state of emergency under the laws of our republic. Such measure is never appreciated lightly in a democratic society. Emergency provisions exist not as instrument of control but as safeguards that enable the state to act decisively in order to maintain stability, protect essential services, and ensure the security of our people when circumstances deem preparedness. Today's discussion must therefore be placed within the broader international environment in which Sri Lanka currently operates. The world today is experiencing a period of heightened geopolitical tension. Conflicts and confrontation in different regions have begun to intersect with critical global trade routes and energy corridors. The rapid escalation of hostilities in the Middle East has raised serious concerns about regional stability and international peace and security. In that context, Sri Lanka has already made its position clear. Our government has called for utmost restraint and immediate de-escalation, urging all concerned parties to refrain from further provocation actions that could widen the conflict and bring severe humanitarian and economic consequences. Sri Lanka believes firmly that diplomacy must prevail over confrontation. Honorable presiding member, at the heart of these tensions lies a fundamental question about the international system itself, whether the world will continue to be guided by international law and a rules-based order, or whether the stability of regions and sea lanes will increasingly be shaped by confrontation and unilateral action. For countries such as Sri Lanka, the answer to that question is of vital importance. Sri Lanka is a maritime nation located at the center of Indian Ocean. The waters surrounding our island form part of one of the most important maritime corridors in the world. Nearly a third of global maritime trade passes through the broader Indian Ocean region. Energy shipments from Middle East to Asia travel through sea lanes that lie close to Sri Lanka's maritime neighborhood. These routes sustain the global economy. They also sustain Sri Lanka's own economy. Any instability affecting these maritime corridors has the potential to influence global shipping costs, insurance rates, fuel prices, and supply chains. Honorable presiding member, for these reasons, Sri Lanka strongly believes that the Indian Ocean must remain governed by the principles of international law. Under the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, provides the legal framework that governs maritime conduct among nations. It establishes the rights and responsibilities of states in territorial waters, exclusive economic zones, and international waters. It protects freedom of navigation, it promotes peaceful use of seas, and it encourages the settlement of disputes through legal and diplomatic mechanisms. In times of geopolitical tension, respect for these rules becomes even more important. Sri Lanka, therefore, urges all states to act in accordance with international law, to respect the sovereignty of nations, and to ensure that maritime regions such as the Indian Ocean remain safe and open for peaceful navigation. Honorable presiding member, the Indian Ocean should not become an arena for the escalation of rivalries between powerful states. These waters must remain corridors of commerce, cooperation, and peaceful interaction among nations. The stability of the region is not only for is not only important for the countries bordering the Indian Ocean, it is essential for the stability of the global economy. Sri Lanka therefore calls upon all parties involved in regional tensions to exercise the utmost restraint and to pursue dialogue and diplomatic engagement as the primary means of resolving disputes. Escalation benefits no one. Peace benefits everyone. Honorable Presiding Member, at the time when the international environment is experiencing uncertainty, responsible governance requires vigilance and preparedness at home. The extension of the state of emergency must be understood in that context. This measure is not dedicated against the people of Sri Lanka. I repeat, this measure is not directed against the people of Sri Lanka. Nor is it intended to limit the democratic freedoms guaranteed under our constitution. I repeat, nor is it intended to limit the democratic freedoms guaranteed under our constitution. Rather, it provides the government with the legal and administrative framework necessary to ensure that public order, essential service and national stability are safeguarded during a period when global developments may create unexpected challenges. Emergency provisions allow the state to respond quickly to disruption affecting critical infrastructure, transportation systems, supply chain and public security. They strengthen coordination between civil authorities and security institutions when rapid responses become necessary. Preparedness is the responsibility of any government that seeks to protect its people. Honorable Presiding Member, in recent months, our nation itself experienced how quickly unexpected events can test our resilience. The devastation caused by Cyclone Dithwa affected communities across parts of the country. Homes were damaged, livelihoods were disrupted, and many families faced difficult circumstances. Yet, during that period, we also witnessed remarkable strength and solidarity of the Sri Lankan people. Citizens supported one another. Public institutions worked tirelessly to resolve services. Our armed forces and civil authorities stood beside the people during their most difficult hours. And also, the international community came forward to help the Sri Lankan people. That spirit of unity remains one of the most greatest strengths of our nation. Honorable Presiding Member, Sri Lanka may be a small nation in the vast landscape of geopolitics, but the greatness of a nation is not measured by its size. It is measured by humanity. We may be a small nation, but we are a generous nation. When lives are in danger, we respond with compassion. When people seek assistance, we extend our hand. Our people understand that humanity must always prevail our division. Honorable Presiding Member, in a world where tension sometimes overshadow cooperation, we must continue to hold on the value that unite humanity. As a famous song once reminded the world, you may say I am a dreamer, but I am not the only one. The dream of peace is not the dream of one nation alone. It is shared aspiration of humanity. Sri Lanka will continue to stand on the side of that dream. A dream of a peaceful Indian Ocean, a dream of international law guiding relations among nations, a dream of dialogue replacing confrontation. Honorable Presiding Member, it is precisely to ensure that Sri Lanka remains stable, secure and prepared during this uncertain international environment that the government has placed before this House the motion to extend the state of emergency. This measure is about preparedness. It is about safeguarding stability. And above all, it is about protecting the security and well-being of our people in Sri Lanka. For these reasons, I support the extension of state of emergency. Thank you.
Garu Chanaka Madugoda Mantrituma, Obathumata Vinadi 7ak Kalayak Labena.